For more than a year, we have shared stories about people who have died of COVID-19 in the U.S. Today, the story of an Ohio couple who were childhood sweethearts.
They were Dick and Shirley Meek. Last December, the Meeks celebrated 70 years of marriage. Their grandson, Jesse Fisher, says the pandemic forced them to revise their plans for that milestone.
There was planned to be a big 70th anniversary celebration, and a year prior had started planning that. And then, of course, like the rest of the world, you know, everything had to change.
Fisher remembers his grandfather as a gifted carpenter who built the home in which he and Shirley raised their five children. Fisher says Dick Meek was always ready to answer your questions and ask his own.
If it's something that he wanted to know more about, he loved to pick your brain.
And Shirley, Jesse Fisher's grandmother, made a real impression on him as a kid because of the job she held at Burger Chef for 25 years.
It's always exciting to go get fast food somewhere when you're a kid, but then to go in and have your grandma give it to you, that was even better.
Dick and Shirley Meek grew up about a mile and a half from each other in East Central Ohio. They still lived in the area but traveled widely. In later years, they spent winters in Florida welcoming vacationing family and trekking through theme parks.
The Meeks had infrequent minor illnesses, but always made quick recoveries. This winter, they told their grown children, "We think we're getting colds," but then they tested positive for COVID-19. Still, given what happened before, the family was optimistic.
You were worried, but at the same time, in the back of your mind, it's like, oh, it'll be like it always is with them.
On January 8th, Dick and Shirley were admitted to a Columbus, Ohio hospital. Because of COVID restrictions, they were in separate rooms and a floor apart.
The family urged the staff to put Dick and Shirley together, and they did.
As they were dying, the staff played them a song Dick Meek had requested.
Like a flower that has blossomed in the dry and barren sand.
As John Denver sang, "When the river meets the sea," Dick and Shirley held hands. Shirley's head rested on Dick's shoulder. They died within minutes of each other.
They were together so much throughout their marriage, throughout their lives together, that the idea of one of them surviving without the other, almost a harder thought than losing them both. It's a small solace for us, but I think if you ask them, they probably wouldn't have had it any other way.
Dick and Shirley Meek died from COVID-19 on January 16th. Dick Meek would have turned 90 3 days later, and Shirley Meek was almost 88.
Truth and justice.